And so we're going to Bar Reggio tonight, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't go out after that.
Yeah, me either. I'm definitely not going to Palms.
You were gone last week. You were in New York City.
I was living it up like peppermint in Alexis and Arjun Sasha in New York.
I actually went to a bar that was Thorgy's home bar.
Oh, cool.
In Brooklyn, in Williamsburg.
I love Thorgy. Thorgy is so friendly and, like, bubbly and fun and weird.
Woo!
But we're talking season 9.
We are.
Reunited and the finale. 2 weeks to recap. If you haven't watched it, stay tuned.
Tonight on RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited, all the queens have gathered to sound off.
Who here was talking shit?
Say it. Let's hear it.
Reunited. So you go back to like season 2 and season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race and even the first season that no one's ever seen. They do that sort of style reunion. They bring everyone back. They kind of put them into a room. RuPaul is the panelist, and they talk shit, essentially. The finales have been a different sort of vibe since season 4, since Sharon Needles won. What are you thinking about the return to the old format of reunion?
I love it. I was glad that we finally got some bitchy comments out in the open. We finally got to talk about some of the issues that had happened, which were, you know, light just wasn't shed on them, unless you're a RuPaul super fan and follow the queens through until their social media, until they're dead. And try and figure out what's happened.
And how they died.
Exactly. That's the main thing that I want to know. Like, who stabbed Charlie Hides?
I think everyone would.
I'm all for that. Bring it back. More. Please, RuPaul.
The queens are back to spill all the tea about this season's biggest escandalos.
I think first that up, seeing as this show is filmed over a year ago, from what I recall, this reunion was filmed 2 weeks prior to the actual crowning itself. So there's been like a decent amount of time before since the queens have seen one another in that environment. There's probably a lot of stuff that they saw watching the show in the confessionals that other queens had said, particularly Alexis Michelle, because she's a bitch.
I call shade as a leader.
Shady comments towards one another that they bring up. And I think a lot of that attitude was directed towards Nina Bonina Brown for a good part of this reunion.
So I think she was kind of ready to go if she had to go.
She gave it
and
up.
And I was kind of disappointed in her, but she already told me. So that's why she stood there, because she didn't know the words to it. So she just kind of was like...
I feel like the moment you don't try for a lip sync is the moment when you're saying, I'm too good for this.
She's self-loathing, but she also does it to herself. Like when I think a couple of the queens were saying that we've watched, you know, one of Nina Bonina's live videos, which she has hundreds and thousands of them every fucking second minute on Instagram. It's like, Nina Bonina Brown has started a live video. I don't care. I've seen like several thousand of them. Thank you.
Follow.
You're done because I'm going to tell you why you're done.
But in one of them, I think it was that she was doing a live stream and she was calling out one of the queens.
Kimora.
And Kimora was actually watching the video as well.
Kimora Black went home second, if you don't remember. She's the one who kind of looks like a Kardashian. I'd almost forgotten that she were in this season. Another big shock in this reunion was how everyone had really rallied against Valentina.
Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Everyone else is. I finally want to say something. Valentina, we literally did everything together this whole show. We were such close friends, and you literally have not spoken to me in almost 5 months, and I really miss my friend, and it really hurts my feelings that you have not spoken to me.
And I think this is on accord of a number of different things. Valentina's fans, stans as they call them, like hyper-obsessive fans, have been calling out some of the other queens, even saying pretty horrid stuff to them on social media. And so you had queens like Aja, even Pheromone.
I respect you and love you.
You don't love me.
Who were coming out and saying, why aren't you standing up for your sisters? Because some of these girls get death threats. Like this, the fan obsession goes like real deep. And
fan favorite? Yeah, great. Like you have a lot of fans, your fans love you. But is it fan favorite or is it congeniality?
If it's fan favorite, then I guess she deserves it.
Congratulations, everyone. Let's make a round of applause for fan favorite.
Work, fan favorite!
Fan favorite! Fan favorite.
That she clearly is on social media and that she is aware of what's happening, and this whole poor thing about, oh, woe is me, I stay out of social media, I'm Valentina, I'm Latina. And I'm like, wow, that got a bit racist.
I call shade as a leader.
looks, drama, and tea, this reunited episode was lubing us up to the actual grand finale. It is Peppermint, Trinity the Tuck, Taylor, Shay Coulee, and Sasha Velour. Twist this season. Ooh, we're doing it different at the finale. We're going to switch it up to make the format more interesting for another season. The four girls have to spin the roulette of death. Whoever gets picked first has to shoot themselves in the head. And then it's the final three.
And I love it. I thought that was so much better. Just like cut to the chase, you know?
Yeah, get one of out. No. Roulette of who will be lip-syncing against one another. Explain, please, Jack.
So, essentially how this game works is that RuPaul chooses one of the queens first. Does he choose the queen? Queen? No, RuPaul spins the wheel. Yeah. There's four queens.
Yeah. I'm so glad you explained this.
Queen? Okay, here we go. Round two. There's four queens. Trinity, Peppermint, Sasha, and Shay all on the wheel. RuPaul spins the wheel once, hits one queen, which is Trinity the Tuck Taylor, and she dies. She gets... and Trinity the Tuck Taylor decides her lip-sync partner, who her she's rival. Going to go up against. And I was surprised by Trinity's decision.
I want a battle. I choose Peppermint.
She chose Peppermint, who Peppermint has proved to be a very strong contender in the lip-sync department this season. The song they are lip-syncing to, I actually love this song so much, it's amazing, Britney Spears' Stronger. And they're both bringing it. And then you've got Peppermint, who does a reveal.
So there's two reveals in this actual lip sync, which is pretty amazing. Trinity the Tuck kind of is prancing around on stage and then all of a sudden just rips off essentially half of her outfit. And you have the longest G-string leotard thing that I've ever seen in my life. She truly is the queen of the tuck, and I mean, there's no denying it. It's like a fucking surfboard. I don't know what she's done. Like, maybe chopped off her penis. Plastic surgery gone to the nth degree.
Yeah.
But I think she did her reveal a little bit too early. While she was feeling the song, I think she didn't get the timing right. Peppermint then takes advantage of the early reveal and keeps her reveal towards the second third of the song. Wig reveal is basically where you pull off one wig and reveal another wig under said wig.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not like it's been done before. So
what's a wig, man?
So a wig is essentially...
Peppermint ends up taking out this lip sync and Trinity the Tuck Taylor, who was such a strong contender this season, is ousted from the competition.
Sasha Velour and Shay Coulee, bring back my girls!
As you get to the lip sync between Sasha and Shay. This changed my opinion on the show forever.
Why?
Because Sasha, oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah.
I could not believe it.
Let's quickly talk about outfits. So Shay is wearing her kind of dominatrix style leather. It's pretty much a suit with a few little holes in it every now and then, and is has all these beautiful little heels.
I love a hole every now and then.
And she's just spinning, doing her spins. Sasha, who we have yet to see lip sync, is wearing this gorgeous red dress with little different colours in it, a big red wig, which is unusual for Sasha, and two long gold gloves. Cue music.
It was beautiful, actually, and I thought that she looked absolutely stunning, but the moment of fucking everything this season, she rips off a glove, rose petals fall out, another glove, rose petals come out, but then, at the peak and the fucking climax of this song, It Is So Emotional by Whitney Houston, she pulls off her wig, screaming. She has such strength in her lipstick as well. And these rose petals just fall down her face. This is one of the most extraordinary moments I think I've seen on this entire show. It was just so powerful.
There's so many good lip syncs that have happened over the seasons of RuPaul. Shay was feeling it to an extent. I think her dancing was on point, but I think Sasha had. Lip syncing is not about, you know, using your feet and what's down there, but it's what's in here, and it's the heart and the face. And I loved it. I was sick for Sasha's lip sync.
Final two, alert, alert.
Time has come for you to lip sync for the crown.
Peppermint and Sasha Velour then have to lip-sync it off, and whomever of them performs the strongest is the next drag superstar.
And they get to perform to It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Is that it? Is that the name of the song?
No, it's another Whitney Houston song, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not right.
It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the song must be pretty basic if we can't even remember the title, and that's the title.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the title. It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
Look it up on the phone.
It's Not Right.
Whitney. Typey, 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 double check the song you want.
Oh my god, my fucking Wi-Fi.
Oh no.
Let me just turn that off real quick.
Yeah, what are you eating, by the way?
Chicken and rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a curry, mum made it.
Your mum in Melbourne?
Yeah.
She sent it to you?
No, when she
Here's your weekly lunchbox.
Oh my god, why is this not fucking working?
I don't know. I guess they're going to have to cancel a review and we won't tell anyone who won.
Whitney,
after all these weeks,
I can't
putting
be bothered.
These packages together.
Can you look up the song name?
Give it up. Oh, my phone! I can't be bothered.
It's on the ground.
This strong performance again. It was stellar. Sasha bringing the goods. Peppermint bringing the goods. Everyone's got goods. Everyone has services.
The outfit.
Let's talk about Squarespace.
And Sasha has on the most incredible outfit.
Wow. Killing the lip sync. It's going so strong, and it just straight to the end. There is such a tense moment between who, like, just as they're about to announce who America's next drag superstar is, and it does go to...
I've made my decision. The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race... America's next drag superstar is Sasha Velour.
Is that RuPaul saying Sasha?
Yep. Yeah. Woohoo. Didn't expect the outcome to be like this a couple of weeks ago when it was the final four that were determined. But I think after this episode, if Sasha...
If Sasha...
If Salsa... If Mexican, if Mad Mex, if Mad Mex, sponsors of Gay Panic, if Sasha had not had the opportunity to prove herself in a lip sync, I feel like the title would have gone to one of the other deserving queens, but I think that she really proved herself in this episode and with this format to show that Sasha really had what it took all along to take out the crown. So I think kudos and snaps.
Sasha's coming to Australia in later this year, in October, I think.
Right.
I want to get her on the show.
Yeah, true. She'll come on because we're famous.
Sasha Velour, listen to me. Come to Gay Panic in Sydney.
This is Jake, and that is Jack. I'll put a cock up your back.
Yes! How can she refuse that invitation?
Yeah, that's VIP. This has been the final episode, episode 13 and 14. That puts a wrap to season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race and also Jack and Jake's RuPaul Ruvision. It's been such a fucking blast to bring these to you every single week.
Absolute joy. I am so nervous about what we're going to do next.
Yeah, we have no content, so we're going to have to... We're probably just going to be improvising melodies for the next few weeks. We might. Do you want to start now?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, yonga, everybody see the taco. I love food on the floor. 6 second rule is all that I need if the beef mince isn't anymore. This has been Jack and Jake's RuPaul Revision Season 9. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back after this.
I call Shane.